Time Machines, Restoration Comedy. The abolition of Puritan-inspired laws led to a more decadent artistic and cultural climate for the upper classes. Theatres were reopened in 1660, and a new type of theatre began, which was much lighter in tone than much of the drama of the Renaissance. The emphasis moved from tragedies to sophisticated social comedy, or the comedy of manners, as it became known, because of its exaggerated characterizations of the manners, modes and morals of upper-class society. Among the most important European influences were the French comedies of Molière, the Italian Commedia dell'arte, a type of popular comedy featuring absurd characters which developed in Italy in the 16th century, and the Spanish playwright Calderón de la Barca. A remarkable difference from the Renaissance drama was the type of audience the comedy of manners was addressed to. While Shakespeare's plays were intended to please people from all social classes and education, Restoration plays were generally restricted to people of fashion and refinement from the upper classes. With an emphasis on wit and elegance of speech, they were inevitably more superficial, although the finest examples are able to show the human situation under the mask of sophistication. Another difference from Renaissance theatre regarded the numerous changes in stage design and in the acting profession itself. Theatres were roofed, sets were painted, and the stage was lit in new and interesting ways. Women actors could now be employed, replacing the boys who had taken female roles in Shakespeare's day. One of the greatest practitioners of comedies in the Restoration period was William Congreve. His masterpiece, The Way of the World, is both a reflection and a critique of the world of appearances that became a dominant value in Restoration high society.